Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I am. unlocks the door to enter in that sacred place you haven't gone before. Where deep meets deep, soul to soul. Feel that connection as the truth unfolds. I am.
Remember that you are already worthy. Yes, Charles Holt. I love that song. I just love it so much. It touches me at a deep level. Charles Holt. To find out more about him, his website address is charlesholtproductions.com. Charles, H-O-L-T, productions.com. I am. You are. I am one with you, you are one with me. Together, we are here to transform our consciousness. Together, we are here to transform this planet. You know we are on a space mission, right? Yeah, we are. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. Good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be. At this very moment in time, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you were here. You were sent on a mission. Like the astronauts, they go out of space on a mission. You are on a mission, an Earth mission. You are out of space. You're in this out of space. You have an experience. For 9 months, you were getting your training. You were trying on your suit in the spaceship called the Womb. And your mother was the satellite to just push you out onto this planet. So about 9 months, for some of us, we just wanted to get on this planet so quick. We said, 9 months, that's too long. I want to go there and explore and have fun and learn. Nowadays, some of us, because we are one, us, those of us that are united in spirit, say, no, all I need is just 3 months. Some of us are saying, no, I want to come in a week, but, you know, I won't scare anybody. All you need to do is just stroke me, love me. I will grow, and I was here to transform how you see the planet because we're on an Earth mission. But sometimes, for some of us, we end up on this planet surfing around, flying around in our spacesuit, and we got distracted. We forgot why we're on this mission. You know, we keep saying, Houston, we got a problem. We got a problem at Space Central. They say, no, you don't. But I can't hear you. We got a problem, SOS. And Space Central, they say, no, just tune in. Tune in and you'll hear all the information. We're waiting here to guide you through this planet, this space, as you explore and try to think to find out, was there ever life before you many years ago? Was there war on this planet? It's an adventure, you know. It's an adventure. So when you remember that, you know, when you look around, instead of getting distracted by what's going on, remember that you're on an Earth mission. So you don't have to do anything on this planet to discover your worthiness. You come with it. It's the astronauts that go to Mars or the moon or wherever they go. They don't say, well, because I'm floating around in space, that means I can't walk. No, they just know that's just part of the laws of that planet. But some of us got caught up. Some of us got blown away by the experiences on this planet. And we've forgotten who we are. And I say some of us, but I tell you, because we're on an Earth mission, we came here. We came out of our mother, of our mothers, to go back in to who we really are. That's the real mission. Like, can we learn to live on this planet and still remember who we are? Well, we've got guides like Danella Ford. She's the right one. You know, she's built tough, you know. She's very tough. I know it's corny. If you didn't catch it, don't worry. And if you didn't even hear what I said she was built tough. Get it? Never mind. Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. And if you're feeling like, you know, you want to send a message home, Houston, we got a problem. It's okay. Bay Central, Station Central, Headquarters, NASA, your NASA of your soul is waiting for you to connect. You got your ancestors there. You got your spirit guides. You got your angels. They're over there saying, just tune in. Just tune in, take a time and be still and listen, and we'll be there. But, you know, if it's just too much for you to be still, you're too busy, you got things to do. Well, just the way, you know, the universe knows what it's doing. So we have, you know, guides like Danella to support us and remember, wait. Let's make a pit stop on this planet to kind of adjust your spacesuit to, you know, there's something going on with your hard drive, your software. Let's defrag and delete some things that are not working because, you know, you're here for a long time. Some of us come here real quick. We get the job done and we're back. We're like, that's it, I'm done. Yes, we are on a journey. And we're journeying together. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Yeah, that's what it is. I knew that. I am your host, Life Coach Addy, and I'm tuned in to Bay Central. So I might speak, I'm, no, God knows, I might speak another language today. So I'm staying connected because I just realized, oh, I'm on an earth mission. I forgot. I had a temporary lapsing consciousness. We are here Monday through Thursday to remind ourselves that we are on a mission, on an earth mission, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's going to take a little while to get used to saying out loud. Yes, all shows are archived. And what else? That's all I can think of right now. Oh, I got an announcement. But before I tell you about the announcement, what do I need to tell you? The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. What a day. What a moment. Are you feeling the energy? It's a good time to be alive, you know. We're here for amazing things. We're here to transform the planet. We're here to transform ourselves. We're here to remember who we are. And right now, if you're challenged and you can't quite get in touch with that, if you're struggling to find something to be grateful for, if you say, yeah, I know those things, but I'm holding a place and space in consciousness to help you move your butt out of the way and recognize you are one with the one, that everything that you're going through and growing through right now is part of the process. Have faith and trust that you are part of something big, something grand. Now, once you catch that idea, ask yourself, what can I give? Who can I? What can I do to bring a smile to somebody else's face? How can I give of myself? Don't go crazy. Just check in. One of the four agreements is always do your best. Your best when you're healthy and your best when you're sick are two different things. So you may be able to run a mile when you're healthy or more, but when you're not feeling good, when your body's challenged, when your body's sending out signals and telling you pay attention inward now, when your body's sending out pain, it might be a struggle to get out of bed. But in that moment, what can you give? I don't have nobody to give to. I don't have any family members. I don't have friends. Guess what? Give thanks. From that space, from that place in consciousness, you allow to God to reveal itself to you and as you. Life is good. It's getting better. Announcement, special announcement. You know, we've got guests that are coming over the week, over the month. This month, we're focusing on freedom. Last month, we did love, relationships, and abundance. Last month, meaning July. No. Slow down on this space mission. I know there's no time in space. But on Earth, there is. So really get your time right now, okay? That's the reason why we have time. Last month, June, right, which is a few days ago, we were focusing, well, the whole of June anyway, we were focusing on love, abundance, and relationships. This month, we're focusing on freedom. Freedom from your own mess, and freedom to embrace your mess, and freedom to teach from your mess. As a matter of fact, if you can't embrace your mess, freedom to say, yep, my life is a mess. I'm sorry, let's do about it. But right now, I keep moving along until it's not. If you can't handle it, move out of the way, please. I got things to do. So we're focusing on freedom, and it's perfect, perfect, perfect with this divine appointment with Donella Ford, who is here. We're talking worthiness. Worthiness, your birthright. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to deserve it. It is your birthright. Sometimes we've been miseducated, but we'll talk more about that. See, I want to get into the show, but I've got things to help me remind you. You probably don't even want the reminder. But guess what? I'm going to remind you anyway. I'm going to remind you about what I want to remind you about. Because you know you want to hear it, right? Well, special announcement. The Ask Life Coach Ade radio show will now be syndicated on, this is a great radio station. It just goes in alignment with what I do. Within radio. Within Radio is not going to be carrying the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. Now, it's not live. They're going to do like a rerun. So if you missed some of the shows, if you're just finding out about the show, where you got the opportunity to listen, and we're still working on some other things. It's kind of, you know, life is getting better, so I'm excited about that. I'm more than excited. I'm actually grateful. I'm grateful for an idea, a thought, that turned into a radio network, and then being asked to syndicate the shows. That's beyond words. So, let's move on, because Danilo is wanting me to line it up. I don't think I have any clinics around, because, you know, I need to get I need to top up my clinic supply. Something happens when you make yourself available. Like, you feel so much. It comes out as tears and gratitude and words, and sometimes there are no words. So, 347-426-3346 is the number to call to share your thoughts, for your questions, the challenges you're dealing with. Danilo is standing by to support you on your journey to worthy, on this space mission, to remember that you're already worthy. And you're here to be that light to shine to others. We're also taking your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach at a fan page. distraction. Stay focused. Don't look in that site yet. Okay. Ask Life Coach at a like page, fan page. You can post your question on there. Celeste, myself, and Casper will get to and answer your question. Now, if you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook, or whatever the case may be, you're blocked, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, we're updating the website, so there's a lot of different things happening. I got to go there to tell you how to send the email. Let's see. Hurry up. No, you slow down. Okay, here we go. So when you get to lifeconversationsmedia.com, you hover over. No, that's not it. Where is it? I saw this in our zone. Oh, here we go. I think it's Ask Ada. You hover over the Ask Life Coach Ada. Yeah, there you go. And then you click the Ask Ada tab. Yeah, you know, change. I gotta pace myself. There's a lot going on, so just bear with me. I know you're ready to jump into the conversation. Or maybe it's just a conversation in my own head. You guys are probably like, no, you're perfect. Some of the words I get back is like, dude, just you got this. You're fine. LifeConversationsMedia.com. If you don't do Facebook or block to get on Facebook, send in your questions. If you don't want us to mention your name, we won't, because we love you like that. Tomorrow we have Tim Ray. Tomorrow's conversation is, what is it? I don't know. It's about relationship myths. All right, Casper, so let's help me out here. 3, 2, 1. I know she's going to type it in. I'll tell you what it is. But we're talking about, she's the author of 101 Relationship Myths, how to stop them from sabotaging your happiness. It's all about freedom. Yes, indeed, 101 Relationship Myths. Actually, I updated the topic title, Celeste, so I think I changed it to how to something. It's on there, don't worry. But basically, if you're depending on somebody else to make you happy, if you think you're not in a relationship and you're struggling, don't worry about the topic of title. Just get yourself here tomorrow. We're going to help you unlock and learn all that lies that you've been taught, that you need a man to be happy, that you need a woman to be happy. It helps, but if you don't have the happiness within yourself, good luck. And we got some other guests. I think that's it for now. Let's see. Anything else I need to tell you? No. Let's see. Welcome all of you in the chat room. For Saggy, silent listeners, disguised as guests. Teresa, yes, you are indeed on purpose. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Celeste is in the house. Tamara, spiritual midwife, is in the house. Danella Ford is in the house. And it's time to introduce you to this beautiful soul sister. She's got such a beautiful energy, and you will feel it. You will be transformed if you're open, if you're willing to be new, if you're willing to be made whole. Oh, I knew there was something. Something was tapping me on the head. Don't forget, 1 p.m. or around 1, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So stay tuned for that. Now, let's tell you a little bit about my sister friend, my guest, and I'll bring her on because I'm ready to have a conversation with her. It's time to just stand together. Where are we? Let's tap on this and tap on that and read a little bit about her. Did that rhyme? I don't know. Who cares? Donella Ford is the author of 5 best-selling novels and the recipient of the Best New Voice of 2003. Her latest project, Finding Me, was nominated for the 2010 Stonewall Literary Award, one of the most prestigious literary awards in the country. Known for her ability to create unpretentious, gritty masterpieces, Donella has built a well-respected name for herself in the world of African-American literature. In 2006, her life was profoundly changed when Donella traveled to Seattle and began a 3-year course of study at the, get this, I mean, you know this is packed, some punches, some spiritual punch, to study at the Ancient School of Wisdom. I love it. Under the instruction of some of the most brilliant quantum physicists in the country, Donella studied the profound world of energy, matter, and how it all affects our daily lives. Deeply inspired by the changes she made in her own life, in 2008, Donella Ford created and launched Journey to Worthy. That's her Earth mission, one of it anyway, to remind us that while you're on this planet, it's a journey to worthy. Don't trip. A program of inspiration designed to expand awareness and transform lives. We're going to talk more about that, but one of the things that she does that I think is quite powerful, she takes the Einstein idea, E equals MC squared, to inner city, mental health care facilities, prison, and the classroom of Compton. And she takes it to corporate America and the rich and the poor and those who are willing to be made whole. So we are grateful to have this beautiful soul, this space traveler with us. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful friend, my sister. We're having a reunion. I'm meeting her again. We knew each other before we took flesh. This is a reunion. So she's my friend. She's myself, Donella Ford. Yes, she is.
Good morning. How are you? Nice to be here.
Yes, it's nice to have you. I just see like a glass of orange juice, like sunshine just beaming down. Thank you for being here. Thank you for shining on us.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, I just read a little bit about you because we're ready to jump in, and listeners want to know about this worthiness, my birthright, journey to worthy. I'm like, I know I'm worthy, but you know, I got low self-esteem. But, you know, but before we jump into all of that, and I read a little bit about you, from your perspective, from your point of view, who is Donella Ford?
Who is Donella Ford? What a great question. I could give you many answers to that question, but what I want to share with you this morning is how this all began for me. And myself, like many people around the world, you know, we have that burning need, desire, longing for love. And in that search for love my entire life, I entered many relationships and saw a pattern in my relationships. And they weren't. It wasn't a healthy pattern, and I saw a lot of disappointment, heartache. And 7 years ago, I thought I'd met the man of my dreams. I thought that my whole life was getting ready to change, and I was going to marry this man, and I was just enchanted with him and fell deeply in love, or what I thought at the time was love. And one day he turned to me and said, "Hollywood calls. I must leave." And he left me sitting on my couch. And he took my lamp on the way out the door, bless his whole heart. And
I remember
he took my lamp, which is really interesting because it left me sitting in the dark. And that
Well, he needed to find his way.
He needed to find his way, and he left me in the dark, which is a wonderful thing because literally and figuratively, I was in the dark. It was in this moment where I found myself so incredibly heartbroken over that one that I was sure was the one. And that great love of my life. And I was devastated. I was broken. He helped me empty out my bank account. I was in a really distressful situation at the time. Had fulfilled lifelong dreams of being a published author, and in one respect, life was grand. I was touring, and I was having my work released all over the country, and gaining readership in the form of fans, and it was all great. But at the same time, there was something innately that was missing within me that I had not yet addressed. The beautiful thing about this moment that I am so appreciative of, and first I will say this was one of the greatest moments of my life when I was broken. It was a great moment because it enabled me to walk to my bathroom when I fell up on the floor, stand up on my feet, and to look in the mirror and ask, who am I really? Who am I really? I was able to begin to ask questions in this state under great despair and hurt and pain to begin seeking for the truth of me. And I realized in that moment when I looked into the mirror, I really looked into my eyes for the first time in my life. I mean, many times we glance into a mirror and we just look at our reflection to see, you know, how our hair looks, how our makeup looks, or how our outfit is fitting us. And I wanted to see beyond all exterior illusions of who I believed myself to be in that moment. And I said, who am I? And the moment I asked the question, everything in my life began to change. I now understand that your life is equal to the questions that you ask. It is equal. You must learn to ask the greater question. As I said, things begin to change, and as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Within months, my life had dramatically changed, and I was off to Seattle to study at the school that changed the ground that I stand upon. I learned about quantum physics. I learned about the nature of reality. I learned about universal principles, science, basic science that could be proved, that could be proven. But it helped me to really, in learning about the universe and learning about science and physics and seeing things from a macro point of view, I began to understand that that macro lives in me, that I'm a part of that. And it enabled me to begin the journey within. My entire life, I had been looking, as most people do, outside of themselves. They're looking for something and someone to save them. We're kind of raised in our society in that way. We're looking to be delivered. You know, from the time you're a small child, you must seek a savior. You're looking to be saved, to be rescued, to be, you know, you want deliverance from the government. You want deliverance from health care reform. You want deliverance from your employer. So we're always looking outside of ourselves for answers, for solutions, for healing. We're always externalized. In the reality, when you really understand that nothing is external and that everything begins internally, it's from the inside out. But it takes courage to go within. It takes courage to be still. You know, the powerful, powerful phrase, be still and know that I am God. In our society, people are so geared away from being still. We're so distracted by everything, email and text and cell phones and all of the things that we do to distract ourselves. Most people are uncomfortable with their very shadow and silence, and it's a difficult thing. But in that, if you can find your way through that, you will find the truth of you. The only thing that can save you, that can rescue you, that can heal you, that can make you whole, is the truth of you. There is nothing else outside of yourself. And when you know this, when you know it, not just in theory, not just in philosophy, because people have always heard, don't love yourself, you know. It's philosophical rhetoric, and to most people it means nothing. When you say the word self-esteem, those words are words. People don't know how to actualize the essence of the meaning behind worth, self-love, self-value, self-integrity, self-actualization. People are lost in the concept of what that means. They're only words that fall up on deaf ears that people are not able to integrate and actualize in their life. So how do we get to that space? Today, that's the question. How do we get there from here?
How do we get there? Woo! I'm so glad I remember that I'm on Earth mission on this planet called Earth.
Yes.
And you're part of my base central, my station central, because you shared so much in that. I mean, it's like, oh my God, I'm writing, I can't even write quick enough. You just dropped bullets of wisdom, and it's like, whoo. I mean, you talked about being left in the dark and had to find yourself and ask yourself, who am I? There's another thing that you said that I have to grab my pen real quick. Your life is equal to the questions you ask.
Absolutely.
Our life is equal to the questions that we ask. I had a wonderful experience to talk to a friend of mine the other day. And, you know, there were some things that were going on in her life and she couldn't understand. And she said, you know, she's just been asking her, but why did someone who is so loving, who is this, who is that about herself, go through that? She couldn't understand the challenges that she was going through. And I just listened and I said, rather than asking God, why is this happening to me, why don't you ask what? What do I need to know? What can I learn from this experience? What is seeking to be birthed? What do I need to see? What is the gift? And when I shared that with her,
absolutely,
she said, oh, so you mean I've been asking the wrong question? I said, well, if you want to call it the wrong question, but if you find out why what is happening to you, if the universe just say, okay, here's why this is happening to you, you probably have another question. But why is that happening to me? Why keeps us stuck? As I'm sure you know this.
Absolutely.
But the what keeps us moving forward. Because,
absolutely,
you know, we can't really wrap our brain, you know, our brain cells kind of wrap itself around what this thing about life is about. So, like, going back to, you know, who am I? You know, and I want to stay with that with you for a minute, because we're talking about worthiness. You have something that you do called Journey to Worthy. And,
yes,
you know, those two tie together in order to know, you know, to make that journey. We've got to ask the ultimate question, who am,
yes,
I? When you ask the question, when you were in the dark, when you were having the dark night of the soul, when those nights just went on and on, it was like 24 hours darkness, I'm sure, you know, when you ask, who am I really? What were the things that were coming up for you?
Well, I'm going to tell you something that's really interesting that I haven't shared with a lot of people, but when I asked the question, I had an experience that was, you know, that people would consider paranormal, but now I know it's very normal. At the time, I was a very three-dimensional kind of girl. Space, time, distance was it for me. Never really looked at anything beyond the physical. I was very rooted in material reality and, like I said, hardcore 3D reality girl. And when I said, who am I really, something said to me in that moment, close your eyes, and I did. And when I closed my eyes, I was transported in the moment into a place that would appear as though a void, the black void, the vastness of space, the infinite. That's where in consciousness I went, and I saw a flicker of light that began to become brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. I was being shown that I am pure light. Now, this is before my studies. I did not know what to make of this moment. I knew something had happened. I did not know how to translate it or what to call it, what to label it. Later, as I began my studying, I would begin to understand the nature of consciousness itself and understand that we, beyond the physical body, we are pure light. We are pure light. That is our true essence. The individual consciousness without form. But again, at the time, I had no framework to understand. I just knew something was happening to me. I want to say two things also about questions and asking the question, who am I really? When you change the question, when you change the question, you access a different part of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Simply by asking a different question, you access a different part of your brain. You can get information from places that are held on reserve that aren't being activated by the question that you're answering. And neuroscience has proven this. Secondly, I love Einstein. I studied a lot of his work in my lifetime. I'm a big Einstein fan. Einstein once upon a time said, if I had 1 hour to solve a problem and my life depended upon it, I would spend 55 minutes formulating the question, 5 minutes solving the problem. Einstein, one of the great minds, knew the value of questions. The questions that we ask are so important, are so essential to our journey. Therefore, I always advise people, questions like, why does this keep happening to me? Not necessarily a good question. Go up one. Go to the next level. Ask one up. I always say ask a greater question. I play a game with myself often. I ask myself, if I were standing in the light of eternity, in this now moment, and I could ask a question, what would I want to know? If you could have a question answered by the almighty knowingness, infinite universe, intelligence, what have you, what would you ask? How would you make use of your one moment to get your one question answered? So I'm always challenging myself to ask the question. You're going to ask the question based upon the knowledge that you have. You can't ask where you're not, but you can begin to dig deeper than the surface questions that everybody asks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I work with people a lot on in terms of asking the questions. It digs you deeper into yourself. And the most beautiful thing about it, I can testify as my truth in this now moment, when you ask the questions, trust, the answer is forthcoming. My teachers taught me when I was studying at the Ancient School of Wisdom, if you ask the question, then you will live to see the answer. So therefore, I always make sure that I have questions. I always make sure that I have questions because letting life know I'm interested in learning. That which does not grow dies, right? We all know that. If you're not growing, you're dying. Mm-hmm. So a great way for evolution's sake, ask questions. Dare to ask. There are no wrong questions. There are no bad questions. There are no greater questions or lesser questions. They're questions. Ask the questions that you feel are relevant to your journey and beyond your journey. Think of something that maybe you would never think of. Ask yourself today. You know, we have between what they say 20 to 60 thoughts a day. The average human being thinks approximately 60,000 thoughts per day. Now, they estimate that somewhere between 95 and 99% of those thoughts are negative. 90-plus percent of those thoughts are repetitive thoughts that we think. In other words, you think the same thing every day, every day, every day, every day. You think the same thought. Challenge yourself on a day to wake up and say, I want to have an original thought today, just one original thought. Think something that you've never thought before. These are fun games that you can play with yourself that challenge you to change your consciousness, expand your awareness, grow now from where you stand. These things are all designed to help you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Right now, if I was to describe the expression on my face, if you all could just imagine you're eating your favorite food and it tastes good, that kind of expression and a smile. As I listen to you talk, I've just got a smile on my face, not in my head. I feel like I'm just chewing on it, spiritually chewing on the soul food that you're serving. Like, yes! I mean, it's like, yes. Thank you. Listeners.
It's been a journey. I love the journey. I want to share something with you. Journey to Worthy.
Before you do that, let me tell people about, so they can call in and get some of the soul food, get a serving of what you're serving up. The number
is
347-426-3346. 3346. My guest, if you're just joining us, is Darnella Ford. She's an author, a spiritual teacher, a workshop facilitator, but she's so much more than that. But we use those titles just to help the human mind wrap itself around who she is. She's so much more. Call in. If you can't call in or don't want to call in or too shy, get over it. 347-426-3346. I just got a comment. They said, this chick is on fire. No, that's right.
Oh, wow.
She is on fire.
Oh, wow.
She's definitely that. And her website address, to find out more about her work, is journeytoworthy.org. Journeytoworthy.org. And you can also post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach at a like page. And we invite you, while you're liking the pages, to share the show with your friends by tweeting it, putting your you know, Facebook. Facebook can't keep a secret, so it's the best place to put it. Put it on Facebook. Everybody will find out about it. Tweet it. Whatever you need to do, send a text. Tell people you need to have a bit of this, sister. You want to learn about the nature of consciousness? LifeConversationsRadio.com right now. And, yeah, before we take a break, we want to talk more about the journey to whether we've been talking about it. We want to talk about nature of consciousness. And I feel like I can just... Let me kick back a little bit more. I asked you one question, I'll just let you do the rest, Darnella. Go ahead and do this thing. I trust you. I know who you is.
I mean, you have to cut me off because, you know, I'll get going. You know, I have such a passion for this. This is my life. This is my love. This is, you know,
most
a great
time,
part of my journey.
We're on this planet. We're dealing with time and space. But I also am in tune to make sure that it's important to allow the stream of consciousness to flow when it's flowing through you as you are letting
Amen.
It flow. And it's flowing. There's nothing I need to say. I just let it just flow out of you. And you are you're open. So let's talk about Journey to Worthy. What is that about?
Well, Journey to Worthy, you know, once I went to Washington, I studied for 3 years with these amazing, beautiful teachers. It was a very rigorous and very intense course of study. I learned a lot about myself. And I realized one day by asking questions, I said, what is the longest journey I've ever taken? And I traveled and I've done book tours and I've done some traveling. And I was charting my courses, my cities and places I've been and tracking them all. And I said, what is the longest trip I've ever taken? And I said, without a doubt, it would be the journey to my own worthiness. Mm-hmm. When we travel, we are meticulous in plotting out, you know, the details of our trip. And if people travel great distances, they will tell you how long they waited at the airport, how long they waited to get through the security, how long they waited to take the flight, how long the layover was. People are always very meticulous about the travel time. And I realized that the journey to my worthiness was the longest journey that I've ever taken in my life and still on it. It's been a lifelong process, the journey to knowing. Again, we're going beyond just philosophical conversation and rhetoric and repetition of words, but really innately and knowing your inherent and innate value, knowing your worth. I work with people all over the country, and I can tell you one thing that I know for sure. The challenge that almost every person, I would say 99.9% of the people, they can tell you many different situations and details and scenarios of their life story. The stories may be different, the details are different, but the bottom line issues are always the same, and it always comes back to an issue of self-worth. Self-worth. And I have identified that in myself and in others. And I said, if we could transform ourselves at the base level of our own worthiness, our own innate value in the way that we respond to life, the way that we do life, the way life does us, then we would change the quality of our existence. We would transform ourselves. And I began as an experiment with myself. And I have seen in the past 6-7 years of my life, I always say I've died many times and come back in the same lifetime. I feel like a reincarnated human being from where I stand in this now moment, which is one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I stand here to tell you change is real. Change is real because I'm alive today. You know, transformation is not something that just happens to someone else or something you see on TV and people are having their aha moment and they're crying and they're boo-hooing. Or change is real. Transformation is real. It can happen for anyone. It happened for me. I stand in this. I live this today as my truth. Still changing. Changing, I'll be a different person when we get off the line than who I was when we started the conversation. That's the beauty of a life. It's continuing to flow. It's progression. It's growth. So many people feel stuck, and they feel that, you know, this is the best I can do, or it's always going to be this way. It's always going to, and that's not true. One of the things I love to remind people that I learned in science, even a corpse, when a person expires in their physical body, when their physical body is laid to the ground, even a corpse is changing as it decomposes. Mm-hmm. So if a corpse is changing, how much more so can you? We can change. You can change. Never think that it's just that way. It's just the way it is. Or never limit yourself to thinking, this is just the way I am.
Right, right,
You can do better. You can be better. You can do more. You can learn more. The avenues and the potential for learning are inexhaustible in a single lifetime and beyond. And so I want to bring people to that space of the question, who am I really? And then the courage to answer it, and then to live that as truth for them once they know the answer, to integrate that into their life. And I will tell you one thing, it will affect every avenue of your life, relationships, finances, health, future, your whole being will be transformed. And I tell you, people will see it and be in awe of the miracle that is you. And every single one of us has that potential, every one of us.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Just the things that you've been sharing. I saw a comment by Linda Liu. She shared on Facebook about the show. She said, it's so funny. This is so true. When you ask and the answer shows up, for a while you wonder if you've gone insane, gone nuts. Larry,
yes.
Larry, or sharing what shows up when the non-physical speaks to you. And that's the thing, I think. Well, I think for some of us, this is what I sense. This is what I believe to be my truth. On a deeper level, we know how powerful we are, but there's also conditioning, and what Linda Liu is saying, that there's something in there that somehow in our makeup, that if we allow ourselves to embrace our worthiness, if we allow ourselves to embrace that we are light, that we are love, that we are so powerful, I think part of it, the self-denial, is actually self-preservation, because we're thinking, oh, my God, people are going to think I'm crazy, people are going to think I'm nuts. But
right.
It takes a real shift in consciousness, a willingness to grow, to be able to say,
mm-hmm.
you know what, my life depends on this. This is what I'm here to do. I'm on an earth mission. I'm here to be this. And I'm grateful. This is a wonderful time to be alive and to be able to apply the principles. As you said earlier, we can talk about it, we are one, I love myself, but until we embody that truth, until it becomes how we show up, you said, you know, you're going to have to stop me, cut me off, because I can go, because you are embodying the principles, the truth, and when it's time to do a radio interview, when you're talking to people you love, when you're just in your questioning state, you ask a question or you hear the question and you have made yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit available to download what the universe wants to say. So it's like it just keeps coming. The universe is always communicating with us. It's up to us to pay attention. And,
Absolutely.
It feels good. Before I ask you this next question, I wanted to send you some love. I'll be a deliverer of this love from Johnny and Marie. They said, Danella, we used to be Helena. She's always been a wonderful person. We love her so much. So they're listening. And she's blushing now. She's turning purple. You know, she's turning purple now.
Oh, I love them. Oh, wow. Are they listening right now? That's so cool.
Yeah, Johnny and Marie are listening, and they're smiling.
They're awesome.
I can see them giggling right now. I can see
it.
I can feel it.
They're so awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for the love.
You're very welcome. And all the rest of the listeners, thank you for being here. Nahali, Tamara, Joy, Tracy. Ooh, swipers in the house. You can't swipe this show, but you can take what you hear. You can take it within your consciousness and embody it. That's another way of swiping the show. Teresa, for Saggy, thank you. 347-426-3346. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, I got to get used to my new time. See, Danella, I was resistant. For a long time, Spirit told me that the show was supposed to be 2 hours. But for whatever reason, I was resistant. I kept saying, I mean, I said all this that I've been told. But I always say it's 12 to 1:30 p.m. But I end up doing the show until about 2 o'clock. So I finally released and let go last Thursday.
Very good.
Like, okay, I stopped playing small. I'm going to show up. So you're part of this, my freedom experiment and freedom movement.
Beautiful.
So thank you for
beautiful.
Being here. But we'll definitely be done with you unless you want to stick around some more. But, you know, a great time is at 1:30. But all is well. We trust the process. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We've got a question for you, Danella, from a listener. But before we do that, I want to ask this. I think what we're going to do, I'm going to ask you this question, maybe do a celestial moment. But we'll see. Let's stay in the moment. You talked about understanding the nature of consciousness. What do you mean when you say understand the nature of consciousness? What is consciousness?
Consciousness in terms of, when I'm speaking of consciousness, the sum total of that which you are aware, the sum total of that which you are aware at any given moment. And when I speak on that, it's important because you will only live at the level of your awareness. I give the example, if I say to you, I have $1 million for you, and I put it away, it's safe, it's secure, and I just need you to go pick it up whenever you need it. You might say, well, you know what, I needed that yesterday. And I'll say, great, and we're having a phone conversation, and I could say, well, you know, I'm getting ready to jump on a flight, and I'll be out of the country for 3 months, and you won't be able to reach me, but you know what, enjoy that money, have a great day, bye-bye, I love you. And I hang up the phone, and I'm disconnected for months and months and months from you. You would go into a panic if you didn't know where that money was. So you could have $1 million,
yeah,
and it's rightfully yours. It's yours. It's in cash. And you may have creditors banging on your door and people threatening to break your legs. They don't get their money. You could be in dire situation financially is what I'm saying. And you could have access to $1 million. But if you don't know where it is, then you're going to be in trouble. And I use that analogy a lot because it's the same thing with human beings. Like, we have access to $1 million and more, in essence. We have access to all that we need. We have it. It's been provided to us. It's ours without condition. It's ours without unworthiness issues attached to it. It's ours. It's our inheritance. It's our birthright. It belongs to us. Many people walk around in impoverished conditions, not just financially, but emotionally and spiritually and psychologically and mentally, because they don't know where to go. So when I speak of consciousness, I'm speaking of the sum total of your awareness at any given moment, exactly where you are, and the ability to get access to that which you need on any level to elevate your position in life, financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. And most people don't know what to do. So it's you know, again, it's something that I do often with myself, a recommitment to my life, a recommitment to expand my consciousness. The greater my consciousness, the greater my life experience. And the reality of it is there's so much beauty here, right here on Earth. There's so much beauty. There's so much joy. There's so much grace, so much harmony. There's so much abundance. There's so much to experience that you would be in awe. You'd be like a child every day to experience all the different facets of life. But your ability to experience those things is going to be equal to your level of consciousness.
Right.
So it's important. Exactly. It's important. What is the price that you pay for not growing? Well, it costs you your life. It costs you your life. This is the time. You said we're alive in a great time. We are alive in the greatest time in human history. We are alive in a time on this planet where everything is changing. People feel it. They speak on it. Energy is changing. It's speeding up. It's oscillating faster. Things are happening quicker. We are at a growth and evolution. We are at a change. The planet itself is changing. Everything is changing. And it's our job to get in alignment, to be aligned to the growth that's happening upon the planet. I always, my friends and I joke, and we say, you know, get in line or get off. You know, get off the planet.
No, that's right.
You know, and people are, if you notice, are dropping like flies now. A lot of people are leaving. Get in alignment. Do not take for granted your day. Do not take for granted your tomorrow. That's why I'm always encouraging. Ask questions. Show life. Show life that you are interested in being here tomorrow. What are you doing to demonstrate? I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful to be here. Life loves your dreams. Life wants your contributions. When you don't know what else to do, contribute something to life. No matter what it is, no matter how great or small it is, when you love life and when you contribute to life, life gets behind you and it supports your dream. So many people don't know where to go or what to do or who to be. I always say love life. Give something to life. Give your gift, your talent, your whatever you have, that one quality that makes you unique and special, give it to life. Do something. Do anything to benefit the planet. Do something to benefit humanity. Do something today to benefit yourself. And life will support you. And when life gets behind you and supports you, there is no thing and nothing that can stop your path, your growth, your evolution, your destiny. Life supports you. All is well. And you will always be all right if life is on your side. Always.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hey, woman. And so it is. And so we let it be. Woo. Wow. Now, oh, gosh. Just we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll do Celestial Moment, and then we'll come to Rose. And Rose, your answer is in the question, but I know Donella is ready. She is the place where God gets to reveal itself, so she's going to give you an answer that's going to transform you. And I know, listeners, if you are not, I can't even imagine you not feeling the vibration right now. I can't imagine you not asking a deeper question. Donella said consciousness is sum total of what you're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So ask a question. Ask one question a day so you can know more. So you can find your path through the $1 million. So you can know.
Amen.
And how do you do it? Through prayer, meditation, forgiveness, letting go.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you don't have to go find it. You just create the place. You allow it, because that money and so much more wants to birth itself through you, as you, through your gift. Now, can you imagine if you're at church today or spiritual center or somewhere, and after Donella finished speaking and they ask you to give a donation, or you be inspired to give so much more after what you've heard already? That's what life does. When you give of yourself, everybody else gives to you. And that's what she's been an example for. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. Celestial Moment, and we'll come back to Danella, and she's going to be dropping some more. I have to come up with a new word to what she's dropping. I mean, I'm just like, whoo, I'm smiling, I'm nodding, my body's just vibrating. You are being transformed. Now
I love it.
Danella
is
a true healer, because what a true healer raises the vibration for us all to be whole. That's what she's doing.
Wow.
What
Amen.
Is your gift
Amen.
On this planet today? What is
Amen.
Your gift? What are you here to share with the universe, with the planet, with people, so that you can raise their vibration? Call in 347-426-3346 and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're going to take a break. And I know you don't want to take a break because you want more of Danella. Let her drink some water. Let her take a break, you know? Let's just go in and close her eyes and breathe in. Say, thank you, God. That was yummy. What else do you have for me? So when she comes back, you better put your seatbelt on. As a matter of fact, don't put your seatbelt on, because you're getting ready to be launching to a whole new realm. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. We're going to do Celestial Moment. Come back to Rose. This is a good question, Rose. I mean, and people want to know. People want to know. So you're asking for so many people, but people say, what are you talking about? Don't worry. You're going to find out about the question. Rose is shining and being herself to say, I'll be the voice. Take a break. Jack, what do you think? What's going on? What are people listening to?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry,
I'll always be your muffin head,
your cuddle bug,
your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Ah, the sound of children playing. something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move. Make that moving consciousness. Be willing to grow, willing to know something else. Ask a question that's going to blow you out of the water of your struggle. Be willing to expand. My guest today is Donella Ford. She's an author, spiritual teacher, workshop facilitator. And I know all my guests, you know, when I read the title, it's like, you know, that you just feel Donella. You can tell that she's truly being a light. And what a light does, it shine on your path. And when you're being the light, you help other people feel light. They don't feel so heavy. And right now, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to do Celeste in a moment, and we'll come to Rose, who's got a question for Donella, and we're just going to keep this party moving. Let's keep it going. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I have to come up with another word than overjoyed, but I will say this. I am so grateful that my neighbors, my former neighbors, said hello to me. Because had it not been for Benny Ben and Alita, I would not know who Donella Ford is. And that connection was absolutely magic. I've never met Donella, but we have friends in common. And I'm so honored that you said yes and you're just showing up like this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
Who would have thought it? Girl, are you kidding me? I'm so grateful, and I hope they're listening. And if they're not, you know, it would be great if they called in. But if they're not, I know they will be tuning in the archives. You are my sister because we have sisters in common. So thank you. And there is
absolutely
a gift that I have for you. I have a gift for you, Ms. Darnella. I sure do. I love people who put their birthday. I know, right?
Ooh, yummy. Okay.
I love people who put their birthdays up because when they do, I'm able to give them a special gift. Now, you are moving from the Otter Woman Medicine. And if you don't know what the Otter Woman Medicine is, just listen to Darnella because she's got it. She's down with it. But this is the part that tripped me out. You said that you have died many times, and you talked about transformation and feeling like a reincarnated human being. How about on your birthday, honey, you turn into a butterfly? Transformation. So when you said that, I had to give it to you. I had to. So
that's one of my favorite elements of nature, by the way. So the metamorphosis of the butterfly. The butterfly is a very sacred animal.
Yes.
No animal in nature does what the butterfly does.
And no human being who lets go of all the drama gets to show up unless they walk that journey to worthy like you.
Absolutely.
So you
absolutely
are embodying it. Thank you, sister. I got to listen
thank
back
you
to this one. All right. So, and hello, Ade. I just jumped in and playing with Darnella. It's all that fire. She's beautiful.
I don't have no problem with that. Why would I interrupt love when love is flowing? Just do what you do. I know you're ready.
I know, right?
You know.
I know, going through me, boo. Appreciate you. But big hug, and thank you so much. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, July 2nd, 2012. When we add the date, it equals 2021. Add 2021 and you get 5. 5 represents change. It's the freedom lover, and we are stepping into the month of freedom today, so we are truly starting off the month right. We are also living in a 5-year. 2012 equals 5, so the energy of the day also pertains to the energy running for the whole year. 5 is the Hierophant in Tarot, which is the High Priest, and the High Priest reminds us to step into our personal authority instead of conforming to societal demands. Our throat chakra is our 5th chakra, and when it is balanced, we speak honey words of love with authenticity. 5 is the Bear in medicine cards, sitting on the west of the medicine wheel. The Bear welcomes us into the cave to receive the gifts of introspection. The 5th letter of the alphabet is E, and words like earthly, embrace, and ecstatic connect us to divine energy found in 5. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the alligator. The alligator's number is not 5. It's actually 50. But when you add 5 plus 0, you get 5. So here we go. Alligator, let me drop my judgments, accepting life with grace, so that forlorn care and worry will vanish from my face. Let me integrate each moment, digesting life with ease, counting all my experiences as equal opportunities. While preparing the celestial moment, I had a childhood song pop into my consciousness. Joy and pain are like sunshine and rain. Then I realized something. This isn't just a cool cookout family reunion song by Frankie Beverly and Mays. It is a metaphysical message told through a smooth groove connected to ancestral wisdom and gator medicine. We learn about integrating sunshine and rain when we pay attention to the alligator. It rolls under the water with its prey and reminds us to roll with the punches when we feel like we're being attacked by life circumstances. Carefully storing its prey under a log until it's tender also teaches us about patience and proper timing. We can laugh when we get tangled up. Okay, you got me. Now, how did I get here? Reevaluate and diffuse the drama instantly when you relax your battle position. This allows for integration of all your experiences. Yes, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. Don't get stuck into judging a duality. Use calm resolve, review your healing process and life lessons, then celebrate the growth you have attained. Do this, and the journey will be sweet when you learn you are already worthy. So just breathe. And that's the story of 5, told through our friend the alligator of the medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
No words. As always, you always represent.
Just do your thing. Thank you. And as you were reading that, Celeste, I was just thinking the importance of each and every one of us doing our job, doing, you know, paying attention to why we're here, our gifts and talents. You know, Donella's doing hers, you're doing yours, I'm doing mine. And all together, we all have a beautiful experience. We all are inspired because we showed up, we stayed in our own lane. And that's what it's really about. It's about the journey to worthy, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. And my guest is Donella Ford. Her website address is journeytoworthy.org. That's what it's about. Let's go to Rose. Rose said, how do I get to the core of recognizing my worthiness, to stop dishonoring myself? Now, that's your initial question, but sometimes it's known when people ask a question, when they listen to the guest, they come up with another question. So let's just make sure. Is that still the same question, Rose, or you got another question? You change your question? How
well,
are you,
that's
my friend?
It. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it.
Yes. So you want to know, how do I get to the core of recognizing my worthiness to stop dishonoring myself? Donella, over to you.
Well, you know, that's funny that I thought about what you said. The answer is in the question itself, which I love. It's true. How do I get to the core of my worthiness, stop dishonoring myself?
Mm-hmm.
The core of your worthiness, first of all, I want to tell you, Rose, it's nothing that, just to get your thinking in alignment to where we are, it's nothing that you have to prove. You don't have to set out to find your worthiness. To prove it, to write a thesis on it, it's already established. You were born in grace, you live in grace, you will die in grace. That is your birthright. Now, another question in terms of how do I internalize what is already mine? How do I internalize it? When you internalize it, then you can externalize it, because the external part of your world is flowing from the internal part of your world. Again, I'm going to go back to the question. The question that you can ask yourself, how do you really feel about yourself? How do you see yourself? Not just when you look in the mirror and you would judge your exterior, but how do you really see yourself in relationship to the world at large, in relationship to your dreams, in relationship to your family, in relationship to nature? How do you see yourself? And I begin here, and what I realized when I began asking myself all of these questions, I was not well pleased with the answers. Because I had a poor self-esteem, a very poor self-image. I began to acknowledge some very profound belief systems I had about my external appearance and my place in the world, my place in relationship to my dreams, what I felt that I was worthy of. So I'm going to tell you what I did at a very base level. It sounds very simple, but yet it's not. I would park myself in front of a mirror every day. Now, it is difficult to hold one's own eye upon their reflection for an extended period of time, for most people, because they begin to judge what they see. I don't like my nose. I don't like my lips. I don't like my waist. People go through many changes in looking at their reflection. But I specifically focused upon my eyes, the magic of my eyes and what lies beyond my eyes. And then I begin to endeavor to look deeper into my eyes, looking for truth. Not to sit and judge myself of what I thought I was or was not in the moment. And I started saying, I love myself. And initially when I said that, it didn't feel good to me. It didn't feel right to me because I didn't believe it. I didn't believe I loved myself. And I said, okay, maybe love is a bit too much today. Let me just start with liking myself. Let me like myself. And I would say, you know what, I like you. I like you, Darnella. I like you. And that was a little bit hard to say at first. And then I said, okay, well, maybe that even sounds like too much. Let me find one thing I do like about myself. Everybody has at least one thing. I said, you know what? I have a good sense of humor. I'm very witty. And I said, I agree with that. You have to find something that you can start with what you agree upon about yourself that you do like. And I would start with one thing, and then I'd go to another thing. And before I knew it, I had a long list of things that I really, truly liked about myself. And I acknowledged myself for those things. I acknowledged my humor. I acknowledged my laughter. I acknowledged my smile. I acknowledged a certain charm that I had to make people feel at ease in room that didn't know me. And I just held on with everything I had to those things that I liked. And then I would go through my list, and I'd look in my eye again, and I would say, I like your laughter. I like it. And you know what? It felt good because I believed it. I like your charm, and it felt good because I believed it. And I built brick by brick, day by day, moment by moment, visit by visit, sitting in that mirror, learning to dislike myself. And then one day, I looked at myself in the mirror, and with tears in my eyes, I said, I love you, Darnella. I love you, Darnella.
That's wonderful.
And I meant it. Rose, I meant it. And when you see yourself like this, you will know. You will know. You will stand in spaces that you are honored. Because it won't feel right anymore to stand in a space in which you are not. Because you will remember your laughter and your wit and your charm and your humor. You will remember your kindness, your compassion, your sympathy to others. You will remember the ways in which you go above and beyond. You will remember that something that is you, that's so uniquely different than anybody else that you know that you have. And it's not in a narcissistic, egomaniac way that you're exaggerating your sense of self-importance. It's in that innate knowingness. I'm special. I am. I am. I am. And when you see that in you, You see it in everyone around you. And no matter what people do, and no matter what their behavior, no matter what their past, no matter what their story of their life, and the details that they bring in their story, you will begin to see those little sparks in people. You will see their laughter. You will see their humor. You will see behind their eyes that unique something that is so them, that is so beautiful, that it transcends anything they have ever been or failed to become. You will see it. And you will begin to see life like that. You will see life like that. But you will not see anything like that until first you see. You must see yourself in that way. You must begin. If today you can only find one thing that you like about yourself, then you hold on to that one thing as though you were hanging on by the edge of a cliff. And you never let it go. And if you can hold on to it, you build from there. The key is to build. Build, start where you are. People feel like, that people don't know how to make changes because they feel like I'm so far behind already. I don't even know where to start. How do I begin to build a building? You know, a massive structure, the tallest structure in the world was built brick by brick, brick by brick. So how do we build a life moment by moment, moment by moment? I rebuilt my life from where I was in 2005 on my bathroom floor, crying, broken, brokenhearted, financially broke, all of the things that I was at that time. I began to build my life simply by saying, I want to. I want to know better than this day. I want to live beyond this moment. I want to see a better day than the one I have created thus far because I believe in my heart that a better day exists. And if it can exist for Mary and for Tom and for Susie and for Oprah and for everybody else, it can exist for me too. Something within me is worth it. You know, I have to tell you something. I had a moment when I was looking in the mirror doing this exercise, and I did it faithfully every day, just for 10, 15 minutes, that's all. But I never let the sun set without me doing this because I knew how important it was to first and foremost change my consciousness. This is what you are doing by this exercise. You are changing your consciousness, meaning the sum total of your awareness. You are becoming aware of a greater part of you by doing this. You only live small when you don't know the big you, and there is a big you. This is how you begin moment by moment, day by day, to connect to the bigger you. Does that help? Can you feel what I am saying in those words?
Yes.
Can you make a commitment to yourself to just begin here? You don't have to have it all figured out. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just that one thing, that one moment. Can you just make peace with your own reflection in the mirror? You do that by looking at yourself every day. Not to criticize, not to see how the makeup is working, how the makeup is not working, if I have a pimple, if I don't, you know, if I'm getting older, if I'm not. It's not about that. And you know what? Here's something really interesting, Rose. Once you begin to see yourself in this way, you will look at people young and old and you will see them beautiful. Doesn't matter their age. They could be 80 and wrinkled and you will see them beautiful because you will see them. The moment you begin to approach the door, seeing you, then you will see others as you see yourself because that's the only vantage point from which you can see. You can only see the world from where you are. Consciousness, I go back to that, what you are aware of, growing your awareness, growing your mind, growing your eye, seeing you more beautiful. And you are. I feel that in your spirit.
You know, I want to do, Rose, you have just had some healing work on a deeper level, on a cell level. So now what I want to ask you, because I really want you to embody what just happened for you, what are you hearing? What are you hearing?
First of all, I'm getting confirmation. That's the most important thing. I was just looking at Will Smith talking about how his father made him build a brick wall, brick by brick by brick. And
wow.
I even put it in my affirmation. So when I heard it, it was just like, yes. And then here's the last and final piece because I know everybody else wants to get in. I have been telling myself to write down what I love about myself. I've been saying it for the last past, I'd say at least 3 weeks, I've been hearing it, and I never did it. I even gave the assignment to other people. So for her to tell me to do it, it's like, yes, 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 yes. And I'm here. I've done everything but this work. So thank you. And I want you to be my life coach, and I'll call you about that. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
Amen.
You.
Before you
thank
go,
you,
I got another question for you. I got another question for you.
Yes.
I'm going to be Robert, and I have a question for you, Rose. How
okay.
do I get to the core of recognizing my worthiness to stop dishonoring me? Can you answer that, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you get to the core by, number one, looking in the mirror, doing morning work at least 15 minutes a day, and truly allowing yourself to look in your eyes. Wait a minute. Before you do that, write down something that you're really, 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 really sure that you like or love about yourself, so that when you ask yourself if you love yourself or how do I feel about myself, you're really talking it from your true self, your true authentic vibration of love.
Wow, you're a guru.
Very good.
That's what I'm talking about. Transformation in an instant. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You are the rose. Yes, indeed. You got it. It's done. Just, you know, it's the thing about sometimes when we ask, we get an answer, but somehow we still get intimidated and we pass it on to others. But it's time for us to taste our own medicine. So thank you for being that authentic and being true to yourself. You have now honored yourself and you've shared your worthiness. So you're already there. So this question now is irrelevant. You can't even bring it up
it
anymore.
Is.
Nobody wants to hear it. Okay? So from that place
thank
in consciousness.
You.
Thank you for calling
yes.
in. Thank you.
Namaskar, my sister. Talk to you later.
Namaskar. Yes.
Oh, wow. Darnella, where did you come from?
I think some same place you did.
Well,
I think
so how have you been hiding from
do.
Me all this time? Oh, I forgot. We say we don't want to meet too early. We want to, you know, we want to go through the process, and then we'll reunite. You know, I got it. I understand. We have Linda Liu on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, and when you were given the mirror treatment, she said, "I'm good on how I see myself as long as I stay away from the mirror."
I love that.
Think to that. Because actually people, I mean, I always also say many
that.
People
you know,
are talking in jest. Go ahead.
I love
go
that.
Ahead.
I have so much to say on that because, you know, of course, that's been a very big part of my journey and my struggle in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. One of the things I always joke about, I remember in my senior most, you know, when you're high school and junior high and they do the senior most, you know, they give you the most this or the most that. I
okay.
can remember breaking with a friend of mine, a comrade of mine at the time. We broke into the box and we looked at all the entries that people had written down in the class. And I actually won two most senior most. I was I had three of them. I was voted the most funniest, the most friendliest, and the best all around personality. And when I got those three awards, I began to sob because all I wanted to be was the most beautiful. And if no one had put me down as the most beautiful, I was just really put out. You know, I just wanted to be pretty. I didn't care. I said, oh, gosh, you know, good personality, that's for ugly girls. I want to be pretty. and I felt like they were saying I was ugly because I had a good personality. I didn't care about a personality. And I'm just being honest. You know, when you're a teenager, I mean,
that's
you really
funny.
Look at teenagers and you really watch them, that's how teenagers really, a lot of them are.
Oh,
I have a teenage daughter myself, so, you know, I recognize that importance of beauty and physical beauty. The mirror,
yeah.
Becoming comfortable with your own reflection is huge. It's huge. One of the things that I was going to say to the last caller in terms of the mirror exercise, you know, when you do this, when you begin to identify things that you like about yourself, there may be times that come up in the day for you that you feel a negative thought about your physical appearance. Like you may walk into a room and you begin to feel insecure because you feel like my hips are too big or my thighs are too big or, you know, women in general a lot of times have a lot of things that they feel about their physical appearance. So whenever thoughts would come up for me, I would just say, I think this in this moment, I would acknowledge the thought, but I would also follow it up with, well, that may not necessarily be true.
Mm.
And I gave myself room to negotiate against a greater truth.
Mm.
So in terms of the mirror, there is a great power in making peace with your reflection in the mirror. And if you can sit in a space where you simply allow yourself to reserve or put on hold the judgment that you have upon what you see. You may one day be quite surprised to see yourself as beautiful. I remember one day getting in my car and I just looked in the mirror to see if my hair was, you know, sticking up on my head or if it was laying down. And I stopped and I said, "Wow, you're so beautiful." And I my eyes filled with tears and I said, "You never saw how beautiful you were until now." What a different thought that was from all the thoughts that I had from previous years before.
Right.
But it takes a commitment a day. It takes a commitment to really wanting to change and really wanting to see a new day. I mean, the day will continue, no doubt, and you can pretty much guarantee unless you make the change within, the day will look the same.
Yes.
And tomorrow will look the same if you are here to see it. So when you really become interested in having a new day, really having a new day, asking yourself the greater question, what lives beyond me now that I am not yet aware of even exists? Will you bless me by showing me a glimpse? That's a good question.
Yes.
What now lives beyond my consciousness? Here's my question. What don't I know to ask yet? Bless me with a glimpse so that I can ask it, because if I can ask the question, I live to see it answered, and I want to see it answered. I want to know what I don't know. How can you ask what you don't know when you don't know it? You ask, this is where I say, you ask for the bridge of grace. Grace shows you. Grace will offer the glimpse. And then it is your responsibility to follow through. If grace will lower the bridge, you must find within yourself the courage to walk across to the other side, to see the world that you don't know. We're so comfortable in our zone. We're so comfortable being where we've been. We're so comfortable in being what we know, what we feel safe and secure in. But the courage to see a new day. Many people are afraid of something new.
Right.
But there is true beauty in what's new. I mean, you're new. We're changing every day, every moment, hopefully. And it's you know, these are just things that you have to, again, moment by moment, become aware of your thinking, become aware of your thoughts, become friendly with your reflection in the mirror. Just become friendly with it. A lot of times we're our own critic, and we often tear.
Where's Danelle? We've lost
her. Aware of how you are being with yourself.
Oh, welcome back. Okay, good. Oh. We've lost you for a minute.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you heard my last thought. Just simply becoming aware of become aware of how you're being with yourself. Become aware of your beingness with yourself.
What else? I mean, I have thousands of questions because that's what I do. I just like to ask questions. I came on this planet asking questions. My parents used to say to me, "You ask too much questions," and I used to think it was a bad thing. I had to deal with that, and then now I get to ask questions for a living.
I did the same thing. That's so funny that you say that. I always got in trouble for asking questions. Then I became a journalist, and it was okay. I got paid to ask.
Right. I asked my criticism. The main one for me that was a good lesson for me to grow and recognize my worthiness, if you will, was you ask too much questions. Too much questions, and you talk too much. And I said, I'm going to make that work for me. And it certainly
absolutely
is now.
You sound just like me.
And that's why you're coming back real soon, because I know we've passed a great time, but I really want to ask you before you go, you work with youth, you work with teenage girls, you work with people in prison. You do so much. But anything, what do you want to share with the listeners? Anything that you feel, maybe a thought, something that you want to share that I haven't asked you, whatever you want to share with us, your next upcoming event, this is your moment.
I would love to share. Thank you. I work with people all over the country, actually all over the world. I want to say to your listeners, if they are interested in having me come speak at their event, I speak at events, women's groups, churches, youth circles, any place where people will gather, I will go and speak at any venue, any event, and they can find out more. They can go to my website, Journey to Worthy, and it's just, you know, Journey and then T-O, journeytoworthy.org. There is a list of programs that I offer, a package for teens, something for corporate America. I work with corporate America. I work with the mentally challenged. I work with drug and alcohol recovery facilities. I work, you know, from Skid Row to Beverly Hills, you know, because we all need it. We all need it. Transformation, it's about change. It's about growth. It really is about going within, the journey to love oneself, the journey to worthy. That's really what it's all about. It's about change. It's about expanding your consciousness, seeing the world a little bit bigger than you saw it the moment before. It's about living the experiences that you want to live and you don't know how yet to get there. It's about helping you to create that bridge so that you can. People can reach out to me. They're more than welcome to send emails. I can leave my email address, which is Darnella, D-A-R-N-E-L-L-A, Darnella at journeytoworthy.org. If they want to inquire about a speaking engagement, I'm happy to do that. And like I said, I do travel all over the country to speak and share and inspire workshops. I have many formats for my workshops. I'm doing an event here in Los Angeles. I live in the Los Angeles area. I'm doing an event on September 6th, Saturday, September 6th at 7 p.m. The Journey to Love Continues is the topic. It's on love, relationships, monogamy, and other things, which is going to be really fascinating from a quantum physics point of view. And anyone in the Los Angeles area can email me. I'll give you more information. More than welcome to attend. It's going to fill up and sell out. They always do. But, I take a number of people. I would love to take some of your listeners. And it's all about inspiring and loving each other and helping one another to grow.
Indeed. And you're definitely doing that. You know, you talk about Skid Row to Beverly Hills. You know that there is no spot where God is not. So you're saying, God,
absolutely,
I am ready to be used.
Absolutely.
And, what's on your mind? Something else you want to say, Philip?
I just, you know, it's funny because I'm sitting here in my living room and I'm looking at my quote on my wall. I have my journey to work with
you. I hear like there was something coming through, but you're like.
I know, because I looked over and I saw that I had on my wall, and my friends do tease me because when they come over, they walk in my home and they see this giant Journey to Worthy banner. It's larger than life. But I keep my dream close to me so that I'm always connected to it. Journey to Worthy is my dream. It's my love letter to the world. It's my way of saying that from the time I came to the time I will leave, when I look back upon my life, the question is, did I somehow make this world just a little bit, teeny-weeny little bit better because I was here? Because of this Journey to Worthy, my answer is yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I have.
Yes,
The quote that hangs on my wall is the theme of Journey to Worthy. The quote, we hurt ourselves the most when we love ourselves the least. That is my theme quote for my whole program. It is the basis of, you know, my introduction to my workshops. And, you know, I would love, and I'm here to be of service, and I'm inspired to work with anyone who wants personal life coaching. I work with people personally. I can do it, via conference. For those who live outside of the Los Angeles area. And I just, you know, I'm here to be of service. I am alive at a time like this for a purpose such as this. And that much I do know for my own life journey. So is there anything else that you want to ask that you feel? How are you feeling, by the way, right now? What are you inspired to say in this moment?
Oh, God, I'm just laughing. No, you don't have to. Oh, my God. Let me just... I am inspired, period. I listen to you. I find myself saying, there's something else I'm supposed to do with this woman. There's something else. I feel like I'm so moved by you. It's just your energy is so intoxicating. And, this is sort of running in my mind when you were talking and you're asking the questions like, we got to bring her back. And I start thinking, well, maybe we'll bring her back this month. No, that would be too soon to be real authentic. Because I'm listening to you, I'm like, she got to come back. We ain't done yet. But, you know, I woke up with this. I got to share this. And then, you know, I joked at the beginning of the show that I don't have enough Kleenex because it's something for me, that there's something that this thing that we call God, we
mm-hmm.
say he, she, whatever we want, but there's,
mm-hmm.
there's something, there's nothing that is so much more that when we, whew, when we make ourselves available to him, to her, to it, we
mm-hmm.
will be catapulted into a whole different realm. And this morning, what I shared about, you know, being on an earth mission, it was like
mm-hmm.
Spirit was just speaking to me that, you know, there were so many analogies that when we're in the womb, you know, it's like we're in training to be on this space journey called Earth, this planet. We're getting the
mm-hmm.
training, and we can always tune in. And when all of that was coming to me, I mean, I was just in tears. I was in awe. I was so full because I know that what I was hearing was coming from a deep place. And
yes.
I started the show off feeling so like, wow, just so full of God. And as I listen to you, as we dance together and I just hear your energy, feel your energy, I am in a place of gratitude and I am so grateful for the opportunity to do what I do, the platform to create where people could heal and ask questions. I'm grateful
yes.
that Celeste found you, but there's just something about who you are that just gives me more than hope. You know, it helps
mm-hmm.
me embody what I know, and that it's okay to be different. It's okay to speak our truth. It's okay
yes.
to be passionate. It's okay to speak out loud, to love out loud, to live out loud, and laugh out loud. It's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And, you know, you have given me such a gift today. And I don't have the words. I'm just grateful
well,
for what
you
do.
Thank you. Well,
and you're an inspiration.
Same way about you. And I really
mm-hmm.
do. I bless your show, and I bless what you're doing and what you're offering, and I hope to see it multiplied and again and again and again. You know, our planet needs your light and
mm-hmm.
needs what you're doing right now. It's in alignment with life. And it's funny when you were talking about going to the 2 hours, you know, life is going to support you because you are supporting life. So
mm-hmm.
every need that you have to send this message out will be carried because the universe is going to carry it on its own back because it's
yeah.
time. It is time. And so, you know, I just, you know, I woke up, I went to yoga at 5 in the morning. I got up and I went to yoga. And I was so excited to participate. And any time I can share and have a platform to share and uplift and inspire and encourage, then I know I'm standing in the reason I'm here, one of the reasons
yeah.
I'm here. That is my gift, and the gift the gift that you give me is the opportunity to be of service. That's my gift. I love to be of service. And I always say to anyone in every room I ever stand in and walk into and speak that if you see anything in me at all, it is only because it lives in you. And all that you see in me is simply the grace of God. That is all that you will ever see in me. That is the grace of God flowing through me. That's what you recognize. And you recognize it because it also lives in you. And, you know, like I said, really bless your work and your time on the planet and the world. I don't just mean African-Americans or whites or Native Americans. I mean, we as a human race, we
yeah.
have it. We have it within us. I believe in the next generation. I believe in the light of our youth. I believe in the love. We are innately good. We are good, and I believe in humanity, and we are going to make it. We are going to be just fine. We are going to love one another through this whole process known as life, and we're going to be fine. And, you know, each one teach one for sure. When you learn, when you grow, when you expand, share. Share. Pay it forward. Teach someone else. You know, we live life. The difference between 2005 and 2012 for me, I was living wondering what life was going to bring to me or dish out to me or what life, how life was going to do me. Now I wake up knowing that I'm doing life. Life is no longer doing me. I'm doing life. That when you are disempowered, life is doing you. So anything is subject to happening to you, and you live in fear. When you become empowered, you are doing life, and you are creating You are creating, and by the authority of your word, you are speaking your truth and the next moment of your life right into existence. So you don't walk down the street in fear. You know, I want to share a quick story with you. When I was going to Skid Row, I went down to Los Angeles, and I had, you know, the heart of Skid Row. And if you've never seen it, it is one of the most profound experiences just to behold visually Skid Row, being on the sidewalk, not in a car, but walking it. I've never had that experience before. And I had the experience, and when I went down to Skid Row, they had an armed guard meet me in the parking lot and escort me. And as I walked down Skid Row in my beautiful coral flowing dress to speak at this nonprofit organization who takes in 600 homeless people each night, the people in Skid Row, you know, of course, seeing someone walking down the street in a flowing, beautiful dress was not something they see every day on Skid Row. So people were getting up out of their boxes, their homes, their cardboard boxes, and they were coming over just to touch my dress, to touch me. I'd never had an experience like this before, and people were flocking around me. I was not afraid. I had no fear. I stopped, and I engaged the people, and I talked to them, and I shook their hands. And, you know, I could see God in every one of those people. I looked for it. I made it a point to see it. And the people that were escorting me said, you know, you never want to walk down this particular street, and you never want to go two blocks over by yourself ever because, you know, this street two blocks over is considered to be one of the most dangerous streets in the United States of America. It's on record as being the most dangerous street in the country. And, you know, a day I felt no fear. I felt no fear, and I'll tell you why. I said, I am here as an ambassador for peace and an ambassador for love. And every step of ground that I stand upon is sacred. No harm will come to me in this work. And I believed it. Those aren't just words. I know this as my truth. And while they had great fear over my safety, I had none. Because I know that all is well. And that the greatest vibration on the planet is love. And when you stand in that space, you literally are literally, physically, and in a physics subatomic level, you are untouchable.
Yes.
Nothing can stand in a space that is not of its equal. Love is the highest vibration. If you ever want to elevate yourself out of misery, love. If you ever want to elevate yourself out of the misery that you call your life, you love. You love. You love yourself, and from there you extend it to the world. And when you walk in that vibration, you are untouchable. That is truth.
I see somebody walking in the Christ consciousness, walking in the image of Christ, saying, and people saying, let me just touch the hem of your garment. And because she is walking in the Christ consciousness, love, love transforms everything else.
It does.
Yeah.
And they could feel it, and I could feel it. And I will tell you, one of the most interesting things, I cherished that moment in my life, and I left Skid Row that day feeling like the wealthiest person in the world, not just because I could leave and go to my home. I left because I had met some of the most beautiful people I'd ever met in my life. It was one of the most profound experiences, and I tell you this, I've spoken to many, many people in many different venues and rooms and situations and environments, and when I spoke to this group of people, I will tell you I have never seen such rapt attention to every word and the tears of relief and release that fell from their eyes as I spoke. I had never seen anything like it ever. And it was humbling. And I left feeling like $1 million that day. I really did. I felt wealthy to have been in their presence and to have had that amazing experience. And so in my life, I am calling forth more to share, to love, to make a difference. I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, the question of the day, we talk a lot in the interview about questions. You know, ask yourself before you go to sleep tonight, for anyone who is listening, what will be my contribution to life? What will be my real contribution to life? What am I going to contribute? It won't be about, trust me, when you leave this planet, they will not read your bank statement at your funeral. They will not read how many assets you owned and how much fine china you'll have to leave your relatives. You know, what will my life stand for? Know that today. If you know that today, you will live to see tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
Have a purpose. People with purpose don't expire so easily.
They inspire.
You will stand, they inspire, exactly. And it's important. That's why I said, that's why I'm alive today. I'm alive today to fulfill this purpose. And I know that.
Yes. Woo, you'll be back so many times you won't even know if you have a show on here if you're a guest. I'm telling you that right now.
I love it.
Oh my guest, I can't remember. Which one is it?
Thank you.
What's that
thing yesterday?
You.
I love it. Thank you so much. I am so grateful
to meet you. I am so grateful
for
being available to be used. And you know, we talked about it. Today's topic is worthiness, your birthright, your worth. Website Journey to Worthy, and the truth is journeytoworthy.org, and the truth is when we allow ourselves to be used, when we surrender to be used for a higher calling, when we're willing, as you said earlier, you said you only live small when you don't know your big self. If you don't know your big self, ask to be used. You know, it's like you become so open, let your own words inspire you, your own life inspire you. When you find yourself
feeling like,
I don't know if I can get out of bed, you remember somebody who sent you an email, or you read an email, a text, how grateful they are in your life, and it's just what you need. So when we allow ourselves to be used, we're actually just prescribing ourselves the medicine that we're going to need later on. And that we don't expire because we prescribe the medicine in advance. We get to inspire the goodness of God. We allow God to
Amen.
And as
my
sister, I can't thank you enough, and you'll be back real soon. And I don't care when everyone bring you back and you're ready. If I decide to bring you back next week, that's what it's gonna be.
If you decide to bring me back, I'm coming. I loved it, and I really do. Seriously, from my heart, I bless your ministry, and keep doing what you're doing. You are adding light and love and healing and to this planet, and we so need it. So. Bless you. I bless you and your day and your journey. I bless you. I'm always here to be of service. So if you need me, just call me and I'm here.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I want you to know that I bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Whoa. What else do I need to say? Other than I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, the shows are archived. I am so full. I am so grateful. And I don't know about you, but I experienced a miracle. And we all have the ability. We all have the gift. We all have the DNA coding to be a miracle in somebody else's life, to support somebody else in shifting their perception. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. A miracle is a shift in perception. And if you listen to this show, I can't even believe you said, oh, well, yeah, it was good. No, it's more than good. It was God in action. He was Goddess in action. So it's time to release the show. I'm so full, my mind can't even catch up. I'm just like, okay, so let's see. I wrote some things down. Yes, this is the month of freedom, and we're already free. Everything else now is the icing on the cake. Everything else is just reminders to keep us in this consciousness. But the truth is, be inspired and be a living, walking example of the inspiration. Embody the truth. And the simple way to do that is ask God, the Christ consciousness, the divine intelligence, to use you, to be used. When you are used, oh my God. God, you will see your life differently. You will look at other people and you see light radiating back to you because you're sending it out. And people will want to touch your dress, touch the hem of your garment, your words. You won't even be able to finish a show because there's more coming. And then we say, okay, we'll wrap it up for now. Life is good. It's getting better. Listeners, thank you all. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And Celeste, thank you for being the catalyst for Daniela to be part of this wonderful dance of life. I'm so grateful for you. Be love is the essence of who you are. It's so important to be love. It is who you are. Just as important, be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. Life is a flow. Flows in and out, back and forth, up and down. So allow yourself to be loved. Receive it, accept it, allow it, and embrace it. I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. We're also on Facebook, Life Conversations Radio. Ask Life Coach Ade. Just type in Life Conversations Radio. You see everything. You see my whole history. Not most of it, anyway. My history on the web. How about that? You can do a web check. Let's see, what else do I want to tell you? And nothing. I'm out of here. Here's a song to play for you as we release the show. See you tomorrow, and you can download the show. It's on our iTunes. Here's Ricky Byers Beckwith, a song that goes perfectly with what's going on today. Let's see where I had Ricky Byers. There she is. The song is called Use Me. It's a prayer, and I'm holding the space that you allow yourself to be used. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. And tell a friend about Life Conversations Radio as you allow yourself to be used. Ricky Byers Beckwith with LetItBe.com. Use me. I'm out.
You show me.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.